Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.immc.org, for Wednesday, July 29th, 2009. Tanks invade areas in Gaza and troops kidnap civilians in the West Bank. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. A number of Israeli tanks and bulldozers invaded on Wednesday morning Al-Karara town on the southern borders of the Gaza Strip and Israel. Witnesses said that bulldozers destroyed farmlands as tanks opened fire at nearby houses. Damage to the houses was reported, but no injuries. Tanks and bulldozers have been invading border areas of the Gaza Strip on a daily basis since the start of this week. On Wednesday afternoon, Palestinian fighters clashed with the invading forces. On both sides, there were no injuries reported. Elsewhere, Israeli police forces evacuated a settler outpost at dawn, located near the city of Hebron in the southern West Bank. The settlers erected the outpost several months ago. On Tuesday, they added a few extra tent shacks. Hundreds of settlers took part in the opening of the outpost on the same day, Israeli media reported. The outpost was expanded on Monday and Tuesday as part of the campaign of Israeli right-wing groups. On Tuesday, settlers' organizations, including Youth of the Land of Israel and the Land of Israel Faithful, continued to erect 11 new illegal outposts in the northern and southern areas of the West Bank. The group said that the move is in response to the U.S. Special Envoy George Mitchell's visit to the region and his attempts to freeze settlement construction. In other news, the Israeli army invaded different areas in the West Bank overnight from Tuesday on Wednesday. Villages were raided around Tul Karim in the northern West Bank and close to Ramallah in the central West Bank. In Al-Lar, a village north of Tul Karim, two Palestinian brothers were taken by Israeli soldiers after the soldiers ransacked the family's home first. Thank you for joining us from Occupy Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.immc.org. This report has been brought to you by Ghassan Bannoura.